Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, members of the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is John Pelletier. I'm the chair of the Criminal Law Advisory Commission. And our panel reviewed this bill, and I'll speak in a minute about some of the drafting issues that I think were alluded to earlier. But the folks on the Criminal Law Advisory Commission have seen many bills come over the years. And one of the things that we have observed about the legislature is that the legislature is very hesitant to use the criminal law to impose on people a duty to report. We have very few criminal laws that create a duty to report on people. And the way we interpret that is that in Maine, we don't try and use the criminal law to impose, as was said earlier, just respect and appropriate behavior. But that's a long-standing policy of the legislature, and over the years that I've been doing this, and that the people on our panel have been working on legislation, that's been a strong tenet of the legislature. Now, this bill, for one thing, you've heard some commentary about people who are present. The bill applies only to the provider of the drugs. So the bill doesn't apply to people who are present otherwise. It only applies to the provider of the drugs. And as such, one of the big problems with the bill as it's drafted is that it basically requires the person to report themselves, because it does say that the person has to render aid and seek and obtain assistance from a medical provider, first responder, or law enforcement officer. And if there's a bill that says the provider of the drugs has to call and someone calls, just that act is self-incriminatory. And it is almost like saying to someone, if you engage in illegal conduct, we'll punish you for that crime. And if you don't call authorities and tell the authorities you've engaged in that illegal conduct, we'll punish you for that crime as well. And that would raise serious constitutional questions. There's also the issue that the person who provided the drugs is not required to know that the person who consumed the drugs is in distress. So the person could show up, provide the drugs, leave. So later, someone is in distress, and they would be, even though the person who provided the drugs had no knowledge, they would be subject to penalty under this provision because they didn't call and seek assistance. And finally, if you're planning to move forward, medical distress is a very broad term. In the criminal law, people have a right to know exactly what it is that their prohibited conduct is. And in the definition of medical distress, it really doesn't narrow it. And particularly the phrase emotionally distraught is very likely void for vagueness. It would, in a criminal statute, the courts require that words have sufficient concrete meaning that people understand what it is that's the prohibited conduct. And so there's a constitutional doctrine of void for vagueness. And if you can't really nail down what it is that is prohibited, then the courts have found laws drafted that way are unconstitutional. So, and you know, the people on our panel, we have, you know, judges and prosecutors and defense lawyers, and these people are on the front lines of the drug crisis every day. In my day job, I represent, I oversee the court-appointed lawyer system, and routinely cases come to our attention where the case ends because the client has died. and they generally have died due to overdoses. And the prosecutors see it all the time, and the judges see it, and they're aware of it. But I think on our panel, what our thought is that on the criminal, there's a lot of things that need to go into this problem, but on the criminal law side, you know, we have drug laws with stiff penalties, and judges have authority to impose those penalties. You know, not to say that on the criminal law side that it's perfect, but we have confidence in the laws that we have, and we feel that this law is, this would, especially as drafted, would not be appropriate. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Representative Grohman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, Mr. Pelletier. It seems to me that this bill does two separate things. One is this responsibility, but the other is the removal of any liability for providing first aid. Is that a fair or correct interpretation?
Well, it removes civil liability. But it doesn't remove the criminal liability, and I'll get back to that in a second. But it means that if you were to, for example, try to provide CPR, you call 911, you try to provide CPR. It turns out in the aftermath that you did the CPR wrong and you actually made things worse. They couldn't sue you for that. Most of the people who are going to be in this position are very likely, you know, that it'd be very difficult to collect a civil judgment against them in any event. So that is, to me, that it's a provision that would not have huge effect.
Does that removal of civil liability already exist in the statute anywhere?
I do not know if we have a generalized Good Samaritan non-liability statute that would be on the civil side, and that's not my area of expertise. I think it's possible that there is one, but I don't know.
It sounds like Senator Searway was willing to reword this bill, too.
Yeah.
So maybe you could help, because it seems like a great idea.
We certainly could, if the committee wants to go forward, I certainly could be of assistance to try and craft the wording. I just reiterate that there really are very few places where we put this duty to report onto people and use the criminal law as the sanction for not reporting. And Representative Grohman's question reminded me, I had made a note. The bill, and I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I believe it was in the last legislature, Senator Rosen, and what those bills, there were a series of bills, and what those were trying to do was to not mandate reporting, but create a safe haven so that people could report without the fear of prosecution.
Thank you.
And I don't know exactly what happened procedurally, but they did not become law.
Okay.